evening, everyone. You've tuned in to Radiance by Design. That's what we're trying to do, is get conscious about what we're designing so we can radiate the way we want. You want to walk into the room. What's that old song? Walked into the party like you were walking onto a yacht. So you want to be beaming your wealth of self as you walk into a room. And you want to lift everyone else, because when we drag them down with our miserable frequencies, that's when it gets really bad, right? So if you want to improve your health, this is Veronica Entwistle saying, I'm hoping you're going to call in. If you want to improve your health, and if you want to improve your psychological health, then you also want to evolve, and you want to lift and support the other folks around you. It's all about moving and grooving with your frequencies, changing your frequencies, and change your life. So tonight we're going to do what we usually do, which is we start with a meditation. Well, I'll chat a little bit. We're going to do a meditation so that we can have a coherent environment that we share, coherent radiance, if you will, that we all share one with the other. It might be a little tumultuous because we add different formations to it and we do some healing work. We do all kinds of stuff in there. So there's a little bit of action in the frequencies. It's not just sitting as a static, coherent pattern. It's a hopefully upwardly mobile pattern. And then you and I get to share each other's. And that should make you feel, you know what it's like if you go into somebody's house and their frequency is high and they've been doing a lot of consciousness work in there. It always feels uplifting, doesn't it? It always feels like you're kind of free. So another thing I wanted to talk about was there are a lot of downloads coming through the universe these days, amazing downloads of Bhagavan Amma, call it the golden frequencies coming in through the universes. But the thing that I've seen as an intuitive for a long time, I just see these kind of interesting waves and storms and whirls of different frequencies coming in from way out there. Because the universe has never been this way before, and it consists of change, 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 just like you as a microcosm consists of change, change, change. For a lot of us, the changes are really in the form of possibility. So what we keep hearing these days is that it's possible for the male-female imbalance to balance itself out. And one of the gifts we're being given out of many are these downloads of frequencies coming in from the universe. But I find that a lot of us find it hard to simply absorb them. So for example, if you've got a really nice, sweet, feminine energy coming in, and you've had a lot of life experiences where you've had to get strong and tough and defended, or at least you felt you did, those things can hit each other and become kind of cacophonous, or they can become dissonant, or they can be in struggle with each other. So one of the things we want to do is make sure we're paying attention with, for example, what our masculine side is doing, and whether we've got a lot of defense coming up, whether we're holding our position, you know, all of that stuff, which is kind of reactive energy stuff that keeps us, you know, being a certain way. But if you want to absorb and incorporate some softening, expanding, nurturing frequencies, you may have to do a little bit of releasing. Me too. Another thing we were talking about at my meditation group today was surrender. And I said that in the Oneness Blessing world, there are people from all over the world that go off to the Oneness Blessing University. And they say that the Westerners, Americans and Canadians anyway, have the hardest time joining into the Oneness. And part of the reason for that is that we're intellectually mind-oriented, determined, and independent in our thinking. And the idea of surrendering apparently is hardest in America than anywhere else in the world. Americans don't surrender by nature. One of the things that, and I'm not just preaching Oneness Blessing, but they are non-denominational and they teach a lot of wonderful things that are kind of neutralizing or supportive or helping in surrender for people of any denomination, really. But one of the things they were talking about over the last few weeks, off and on, when I get snippets of this and that, is that do without doing. Effortless. Okay, when you're wanting to effort, learn to be effortless. And you start playing with it. Like, for example, if you take a word like power. If I want to be powerful, sometimes there can be a real doingness in me, a real effort to be powerful. But bottom line is actually, if you drop that being powerful effort, just drop it into a state of surrender, then what happens? See if you can do it with me now. Yeah. Just imagine falling on your face at the feet of the divine, whoever the divine is for you. Imagine lying on whether you imagine you're in a garden or you're on a bed or whatever it is you are. Imagine falling on your face at the feet of the divine and say, I surrender. But whilst you're doing it, give up, like really surrender. Feel every cell in your body, every muscle, surrendering and giving up your holding pattern and your tension. And just stay in that position. And what's happening? Where in your body, mind, do you find it hard to surrender? Some of you are just like a blob of jelly, but some of you are having an awful time. Just imagine surrendering to the higher. Good. Surrendering to the higher. And what I find is a part of me in my second chakra, in the belly area, just starts to give up some of its defenses. Some of you might feel kind of burping or something like that going on. Just stay in surrender. I surrender. And your little body goes through some big changes. Good. And it's at that point when you feel like you absolutely jelly-like have totally surrendered is when you can allow the new frequencies to work into your body-mind as well. Or you can allow effortless manifestation to come to you. You see? It's a really subtle thing, but I find doing that little surrendering exercise helps attune me to where I'm holding, where I'm defiant, where I'm defensive, where I'm afraid. Years ago when I first started doing that and the guides told me how to do it, I'd be lying there and then I'd go, am I done yet? I could see myself as a little Dickens, as a kid who's always moving too fast. Am I done yet? And then you know you're not in surrender. It's really quite an art to learn to really surrender. And watch people who say they always do, and you'll notice that they might not be quite aware of themselves. They might not really know what they're doing. In any case, this is not about judging people. This is about saying sometimes giving up is a little harder for us because we have layers and layers and layers of self and layers of consciousness, don't we? So I hope you're going to call in tonight and talk about what's going on with you. What is going on with you? And I want to tell you that I've got some online classes coming up, and they're all about incorporating the feminine. The first series is all about that, and the second series is all about becoming more and more authentic in yourself and starting a series of salons, probably on those same subjects because they're pretty hot subjects right now. And also want to talk a lot about working with spirits on the other side, beings that are on the other side that are maybe related to you. And some things that we heard about it the other day when I was talking to Peter Calhoun on my Paradigm Shifters program. How many of you listened to that? The podcast is up, and it's really quite unique and interesting. And we'll talk about that a little bit more when you call in after we do our let's do it all together and let's all be one meditation. Are you ready? Okay, so let's... Let's look above and see a golden ball, maybe 2 miles up. And see a golden ball 40 feet below your spine. And drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball right down through your spine into the lower golden ball. And good. Now from the upper golden ball, drop a four-sided pyramid. Again, use gold. It's a very high frequency, warm, loving color. And drop it to about waist height, maybe about 40, 60 feet out. And then upside down, another golden pyramid. And its point goes into the lower golden ball. And remember, the two pyramids touch base to base. So now you have an eight-sided figure. Remember, you're inside. You're skewered by a wonderful filament of bright, bright light. And now inside of your octahedron, your eight-sided structure, we've got here a beautiful crystal ball. And the crystal ball touches the inside edges of your octahedron. And inside of that, you have a star tetrahedron. That's a three-dimensional Star of David. And you're inside of it. And now spin and spin and spin in your Star of David. Spin and spin and spin and spin and spin. Spin and spin, oh my. Spin and spin and spin. And whenever I spin in this, I really do get dizzy. In front of you, see a magical screen, and on that screen, we're going to create some little movies. And the first movie is going to be you becoming what you want to become. And I see myself in that movie becoming consciously multidimensional. Consciously multidimensional. What is it you want to become? You don't have to do that. You can do whatever it is you want. And as I achieve that, then I wrap that in light. I give myself a little applause. Woohoo! Wrap it in light, move it over to the side. And now I've got a blank screen because I'm going to create the next movie. And the next movie is me creating what it is I really want to do. And some of you remember I always wanted to do TV, and then it got such a complex mosaic and expensive and blah, blah. So I've just put it aside for now. But right now I want to do a lot more television, radio, media stuff and writing and so on. So I'm just going to see myself doing all these things and really enjoying them. And they're going somewhere and they're being published and all of that. What is it you want? And let's see all the resources and the people coming to aid my progress, aid your progress, all the resources you need, all the time, the money, the resources. Good. Everything that you need comes together. And some of you want to create home and family. Excellent. Doesn't matter what level you want to create, just whatever it is you want to create. So all the pieces coming. Yeah. And now then cheer yourself on because you've created your project. And now you want to see all that for sustaining it, you all the people and the resources and the comfort and the enjoyment to keep it going. Good. Now wrap that in light, move it over to the side, and then the next place we go is our Galactic Healing Center. And for that, we have a healing table, and who surrounds the healing table is our little healing team. And our healing team has, each member of the healing team has a healing team of their own, and beyond that, a healing team of their own. So there's like just tons and tons of beings. And the first person who lays on that table is you or me. My case, it's me. In your case, it's you. So let's jump up on the table and ask for their help as they tell us what it is we need to have done. Good work. And I could just feel my body buzzing like mad. Can you? And now I talked about the feminine and how we have to move old defenses and all of that. Because I feel like they're pulling a lot of old frequencies out of me. Are they you? I mean, the healing work that we need, where is it in your body they're doing some healing? And ask them if there's something that you need to know about your life. Oh, you can really feel that energy moving. Good. And you wrap it in light and move it along. Now we're going to have another, we're going to bring in another person. We're going to have a fresh table. We're going to move that whole project to the right, the project of you or me on the table. Move it over to the right or the left. Wrap it in light so it gets to stew on and on. And then we're having a fresh table, and our team replicates itself. Ooh, it's magical. And before we do that, let's call in all the ancestors, all the ancestral links that you have with your team. Call in all the ancestral links. All right. Well, let's just take our ancestors and put them all on the table, on the healing table. How's that? Good. We've got ancestors of all kinds. Eh? They go back, and there's really a lot of them, isn't there? And look at them. Do they seem like they're sort of lost or stuck? Turn to them and remind them to ask to be unhooked. Ask to be unhooked. Okay. And then watch. When we say unhooked, it's like from the lineage, from that horrible, relentless vulnerability of, oh my gosh, I've inherited that. Oh my gosh. Inheritance isn't always bad, but some of the lineage that's health-oriented is not so hot. So as you do that, as you deal with that, wrap all your ancestors in light and move them away off your table and ask the ancestors, ancestors, ancestors to keep releasing and unhooking how they're fixed in place in their lineage. As you wrap them in light, move them over to the left. And now we have a fresh table. And you know what? I'm bringing in a man who, he was married and they had a wonderful life. And then he got into booze and he just has torn apart his wife, his children. And even though he's been through rehab 4 times, she's divorcing him, and instead of splitting the property now, it's all they can do to get out of a divorce and be able to handle the finances, because he's living in some halfway house now, and there's nothing left. He was a big executive. So I want to see him on the table. And let's ask the guides and the angels to intervene, because he's obviously is a man who is seeking a much greater perspective. A lot of people who turn to this kind of approach or a lot of addictions and so on are seeking a much greater perspective than what they perceive in 3D. And also their brain chemistry is oriented to it. So let's see if we can ask for help for him. Let's see if once again we bring in his ancestral links as well. And let's ask for help from him, for him. And for his ancestors, all the beings that have some input into his DNA. And also that his own higher guidance bring him the ability to see, to have flashes of insight in his search for a greater perspective. Kind of flashes of insight that will keep him evoking a greater and greater picture of life on this planet. And I see the guides and angels, I see the healing team that we've got is working hard on his, they're doing something energetically on his brain, just on the outside of the corpus callosum, appears to be most predominantly on the right side, although it could be mirroring. And they're also pulling a lot of energy out of his base chakra and spine. Yeah. Who did you bring in? And let's just see whether this fellow's. Yeah, good. And just check out who you brought in and how are they doing. So then we're going to ask the healing team to continue, and the healing teams for the healing teams for the healing teams for the healing teams to continue to work on this fellow and anyone else who has a matching limiting process going on that's really been lodged in that brain because of lineage, because of whatever happened. Yeah, let's ask for a healing on that level. and wrap it in light and move it over to the left. Good. Now, in the political situation, I think a lot of us are very concerned about a number of global problems, a number of them. Like, is the shift actually going to take place enough or fast enough to help the planet, to resolve the planet? Is it going to be quick enough to shift from oil into natural energy that is so prevalent around the universes? Is that possible? What would be required? When we talked about the masculine and the feminine, we said we would have to move some of the defenses away against the vulnerability of the feminine, for example, for us to incorporate those frequencies that will raise us, right? So it's not that different, is it? If we're going to make this shift, we're going to have to release our defenses and our tenacious hold on what appears to be security in order to recreate the way we handle energy, money, that we do the stuff that doesn't destroy one another and doesn't destroy the planet. Woo! So let's just bring in a whole bunch of people in positions of power, especially economic power or political power. Okay, let's bring them in. And let's radiate into their body, minds, lots and lots of light energy. Let's bring it in up through the soles of their feet and then right up their legs, which is how we have support and understanding, and right up through the perineum, straight up to the torsos, right up to the top of the head, and just keep doing that to as many beings as you can perceive that are, remember, life is very holographic, so you can probably shoot energy up to tons of them at a time in your little hologram. Good, and what we're doing is sending up the frequencies so that they will be able to release defenses and be able to resolve the human need for us all to evolve. That's right, evolve out of killing each other, evolve into knowing that we are all one. And that love is the answer. I sound like the Beatles, I think. Anyway, let's just keep sending that light up. Now wrap that in light, move it over to the left. And now we're going to call in from way out into the universe with some of the new frequencies. Call in this amazing harmonizing frequency. Have it run down to the top of your head. Swirl around in your head, down your neck, into your arms, down your, run into your heart. Spin around and round into your heart. Go out your arms and your hands. And then radiate. So it goes round the planet, patting all the various areas that you know where there's been disruption, there's pain, there's suffering, there's poverty. There's sickness of all kinds, and there's fear, fear, and more fear. Let's even pat a lot of the media sources so that they can get beyond their need to apply fear in order to market whatever it is with their tool. You understand and have it go round and round the planet. This amazingly pink and apricot-colored light that is so harmonizing goes round and round and round our planet. That's right, putting harmony into the seas and into the land, into Mother Earth, and going round and round the planet into all her inhabitants so that we grow into a more harmonious species and have that light travel round and round and round until we come back up through your hands and your arms, spin around in your heart, pop up through your head. Good. And then have it go way out into the great central sun. Drop back down through your head, drop back down your body and into your feet and right into the core of the earth. So we are becoming an instrument of healing the planet. Now turn around and shut off your galactic healing center. Maybe you want to zipper it, or maybe you want to do some nice golden locks. Whatever you want to do to close it off. And then jump into our star tetrahedron. And it spins. Spin, spin, and spin. Now, I hope you're going to call in. Are you going to call in tonight and talk to me about your life? I would like that so much. How many of you heard Peter talking the other night? He's a really amazing guy. He's called a priest, a shaman priest. And one of the things I loved was he talked at the beginning of his book, which was called, I think, Life Without Limits. He was talking how he had these, all of a sudden he had these spontaneous visions. Have you had those? I've had a few of those. But in his visions, he saw that the Earth, this beautiful planet, had this incredible skin around it, like a big membrane. And that underneath that membrane, the people walked in kind of a hunched way, that people were limited. They were limited by some kind of system that was presented to them. It wasn't that we don't need to be limited. And he learned by using intention and focus to unlimit himself. He even created some real problems for himself because he found his intentions happened fast. So some of them were when he intended, for example, in the book he talks about how he saw kind of a modern house that scoured a whole forest area and put up this modern house, and his partner said, "Oh, I wish we could just torch that." And so what happens? It bursts into flame, you know? Very interesting. So he's saying that you can really invigorate your intentions, but you have to be very, very careful when you start playing with the power that you have innately within you and I have innately within me. Then you have to make sure that you're doing it for the greater good, or else you just become a very dangerous part of the problem. It's kind of interesting, isn't it? I like hearing those stories because I think we know that intrinsically, but it's good to have someone talking about it. That's a worthwhile podcast for those of you who haven't heard it yet. Call me. My name is Veronica, and I want to talk to you. 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. I want to find out what's going on with you and whether or not you're experiencing big changes on the planet. Are some of you finding that everything's kind of disrupted and things don't stay on schedule the way they were? What's going on with you? And I'm looking at some people. Okay, so one of the things we're going to talk about, remember I said we were going to talk about spirit beings that you know and love that are on the other side? One of the things that Peter was talking about, and I've had several clients ask me about this, he was saying that sometimes people's illness, for example, somebody who's really, really attached to you dies. And then after a while, you take on their symptoms. Well, I remember, you know, I was widowed at 32, and I remember learning, because I really went bonkers for a while, but of course, 32 was a while ago. But anyway, I remember doing an awful lot of reading on grief because it felt very crazy. And if you know people who are in the stages of grief, they can feel pretty crazy. But it was also annotated, it was listed through all the books, that you take on a lot of the symptoms of the person that you're grieving for. And, you know, this is what Peter was talking about, is some of the people that he was working with literally took on, absorbed all the symptoms of people that they were grieving with. So a couple of my clients were saying, oh my gosh, it's really dangerous. We can't really have ourselves cavorting there with spirits if that's what's going to happen. But I just wanted to say, I don't think it's like that. It's like, I had a funny story which I told one of my regular listeners and callers. You know, the other night I told her the story about how many years ago, when I had a 7-year-old daughter and she had a friend and we were in the Safeway, and I felt like I was going to have a seizure. My whole body was just going into this strange feeling in my head. I just knew. I had never had a seizure before, but I knew from the way my brain pattern felt that that's what was beginning to happen. So I stomped my foot, which is my inimitable style, and said to the guys, I'm not having this with 2 7-year-old kids here in the Safeway. It's ridiculous. I don't want this. My brain sorted itself out. But I found out through some phone calls after I got home that my mother, who lived 4 hours away by car, was undergoing a whole bunch of mini strokes in the same part of her brain at that point. I went, oh my gosh. So I sat and talked to my guides about it, and they said, you're very close to her and you're very attached. The problem is the attachment part. It's not just being close to somebody, it's being hooked into each other. And that if you want, you can die with her, because we knew she was on her way out. So the idea is, once I realized that the idea of unhooking from someone else's, it's not always their will and attention. It's the energy that you've shared. And, you know, we're all very empathic. We're all energy vehicles, aren't we? And we're all very empathic. So we kind of move with one another's thoughts and feelings. And with some people, we are so attached that we can literally just go down the hill with them. And those are the kinds of people that you take on their symptoms and so on. And I always say to people when I'm doing healing work that if I'm working with you and I suddenly take on what's going on with you, what it means is I have that in myself. So the art of clearing, my guides always say about 95% of our job in healing is clearing, right? Because if you and I have the same hidden subconscious issue and I help you as much as I can, and then I go down with you, you're not going to appreciate it. But the other thing is that we need to learn to individuate, don't we? Because let's go back to what Peter was talking about with this big skin or this big ceiling around the planet. I think it's in his book, but anyway, the whole idea is that we are in this glob of humanity. You don't know whose thoughts and feelings you have at any given time. You know some of your own. But it's a huge job to start to really individuate and really separate from everyone else's influence, especially when we've got media and internet going on everywhere. To me, the job is really that. Now, Peter's hypothesis is that a lot of us are light workers. He said, I think 500,000? 300 million? Okay, so lots of people are light workers, and the light workers are here so that we can unravel the mysteries of that kind of globby thought process so that we don't have to be hunched under this limitation, the fields of limitation that are presented to us, that we don't need to walk around with just bowed under the forces of the power of both the money and the destruction, the dominance, the greed, the whole thing. We don't need to do that, be controlled by all the systems. But it takes an incredible amount, going back to what Peter was saying about empowerment, it takes an incredible amount of focus and intention to get yourself out of being run by we could call it victimized by or empathizing so much of the power stuff that it runs through you. So let's go back to spirits. When people die, just clear them. Call up all the energy that comes from your soul contract with Auntie Lou or whoever it is. You know, call it up and feel it in your body, right? And then ask for help as you command total release. And then use the star tetrahedrons or use the double tetrahedrons, or use anything that's got a spinning motion to it, or use the great spiraling golden bottle washers and move them down through the top of your head and run them through your body and unhook, unhook, unhook. You don't have to fall prey to beings on the other side. He was just talking about how when we're unwittingly letting the attachment remain, then guess what? You know, you really could be pulled into somebody else's pain and suffering. So what's going on with you out there? I see somebody's got two really bad knees and kind of a sore back and a sore neck. I'm going, what's going on with you? If we were to go into how the body talks to us, doesn't it? In this case, I see this woman who is a very courageous woman. It's really interesting because if you think of the knees as being flexibility, remember you've got your legs and your legs are understanding and then the knees are kind of flexibility. But if they're too weak, what happens? If the knees hurt too much, what happens is you fall over, don't you? So I see this woman who's got some incredible knee problems right now. In fact, she's going to need surgery and a rebuild of, I think, the left knee fairly soon. But the other thing that's happening is she's got a tremendous lot of pain in her neck. I'm going, okay, neck being, it's holding up your head, right? It's holding up your thought process. And you and I know this, that they go through the chakras, the base chakra, second chakra, all those ones, base animal instinct, subconscious, personal power center, your heart, your throat is then where you synthesize all the wisdom out of everywhere you've ever been, of everything that's happened. And the neck, oh goody, you're on the air, I'll just finish this thought. And your neck sort of houses consciousness of self. So when everything spirals up through your throat chakra, you're squeezing all the wisdom out of your experience that you can. So I see this woman whose knees and vulnerability, flexibility, and I want to say sheer exhaustion of trying to hold up and understand a lot of situations. Her consciousness of self is fairly rigid right now, and I want to say to her, you need to swing, I think she's a Pisces too, you need to swing your neck around, you need to move it, you need to really make it flexible, because who you want to become is very, very wise, very sensitive, very vulnerable, and very much in tune with huge changes on this planet. So I'm saying to you, darling, move your neck around, and I'm so glad I have a caller. How are you this evening?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm having a nice time. Are you?
No, I'm not.
That's why you called me, because you're not having a nice time. I'm teasing you here.
No, it's called getting wisdom.
Oh, good.
Another perspective.
Is it your birthday?
No, things were going fine, and then I decided things weren't going fast enough, so I got really annoyed with the universe and said, okay, guys, like, I'm really tired. Like, what am I here to do? And within about a half hour, everything went down the toilet.
Oh, no, really?
Oh, yeah. So it's like, okay, so I manifested this, so now what do I do? And when I came back from Peru, I've got this left shoulder arm thing going on, which is, I don't know whether it's dislocated or whether it's sore. But so I'm kind of curious as to what's going on there.
Well, as soon as I go into it, it's Joy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. As soon as I go into it, I'll say, hi, Joy. I feel like weeping. I feel like weeping. Are you crying at all? Do you need to cry?
Maybe I have been a bit, because I'm so frustrated with wanting to step in. And it's like the world, it's like you woke up and nothing's the same anymore.
Isn't that interesting?
It looks the same, but it's not the same.
How would you describe that?
And I can feel the energy. It's almost like I'm on the verge of something, so I don't know whether I'm done with the other stuff and this is my next step, or because I can feel a kind of expectancy, but it's like, okay, like, and so
you know what I'm seeing,
yeah.
Joy, is that you, and just going, it's not just going to Peru, because you set your intentions maybe 2.5 years ago, but I want to say a year and a half ago. I'm seeing it kind of like in spirals of change coming up. And you really set your intentions to be different, to be stepping into the world as a light worker, to be doing everything right from your work as a base, right?
I did, yeah.
And as I said that, I burped like mad, which has a lot to do with your subconscious. Then when you get to Peru, it's like you really activated some of your multidimensional nature, and now I think you're in a state of incredible clearing. And I really believe, I don't know if you heard the beginning of the show, but I would get right into surrender, surrender, surrender.
I'm trying that, but then I'm wondering, you know, I say that, and then, you know, us humans like to be busybodies, and we go, but just in case. but then I went back, and the other day I really said, you know, this is it. This is crazy. I know that I want something different. So then you try to mold how it's going to look. And some of the stuff coming in was incredible, and I know.
Were you channeling? Mm-hmm. You were channeling?
Yeah, yeah. But then I was told of a few incredible things were going to happen, and one of those things did happen. Mm-hmm. I just don't know where it's going to go. I was told I was going to bring in and channel ancient texts, and I thought, ancient texts? I don't know any ancient texts. Like, I'm not even very good at memorizing Bible verses. And when I went to Peru, for some reason, I took a small Lemurian crystal I had because I was seeing stuff in this crystal.
Wow.
And I had someone look at it, and they seen it, too. But other people weren't able to see anything. So when I asked someone down there who knew authentic things, he looked at me shocked. And this is a well-known person, and he said, it's ancient Inca.
Oh,
and I thought, that's crazy, Victoria. Like, that's Veronica. I mean, that's like 2006, I think it was, I got it, 2009. I had this person tell me this, and then 2012, I'm in Peru, and they're saying this is what it is.
Wonderful.
And so when I come back, like now I'm in a state of, well, where do I go from here? And then I went from that to demanding, like, okay, I'm fed up, so let's full speed ahead. And a half hour later, so it's like, be careful what you ask for. Half hour later, everything's totally changed, and I'm going, oh, my God. Like, and then I went from that to saying, you know what? I don't care what it is anymore. I just want to do what I came here to do. I don't even care what it looks like anymore.
But, honey, I think what you came here to do is to be in this. There's something really interesting about you because you got to do some clearing in your body, mind. But the rest of it is there for you. It means like who you are as a radiant gift to a changing collective. That's really what the being is. You're going to be doing a lot of channeling, some healing work. There's some kind of sound healing. There's some, but you won't just do one thing, but it's all the being, and you'll pick up according to what needs to be done at the time. And I don't know, what
that.
Is your husband working?
No, not yet. Neither one of us.
Are you scared about that?
I think him more than me. I think I'm trying to, like, I know everything will be fine, but then I pick up the fear from him, I think.
I understand that because we are very, very empathic. Also, when you're really, really sensitive like you are, of course you're going to pick it up, you know. But bottom line is how they show you joy is that you're the more you clear, the closer you are to creating the tracks of your life so that it'd be like you'll be doing little gatherings, you'll be doing different things with people, you'll be presenting your healing in different ways, and it's very pleasant for you because everything you do is stuff that you really need to express from within yourself and from the higher. So it's a real beingness that you're going to have to do. It's hard to do beingness, right?
Because when different people were saying, well, you're going to do this, I was going like, no, like, I know I'm going to channel, but I also thought, I was also getting there was a teacher-healer component. And then it got to a point where I thought, well, maybe I'm just all wet and I'm not really understanding what I'm being told. But then it kept coming back to that, coming back to that. So it's been really
You know what? You know what the old thing is you're not going to get there by knowing how to go. You're going to get there by giving up on old reactions.
Yeah.
So it's not very linear. If you look at it that way, it's not a linear progression of events, is it?
No, but I think the difference this time is when you're seeing the patterns repeat, I'm catching them and going, okay, I'm done with that, guys. I've been there. It's come around a couple times. I recognize it, and I'm just releasing all that. So now I'm just blessing everything.
Woo! I'm so excited for you. It's really nice, but also you're going to be very peaceful about it. You know, do you get involved in a kind of a church? It might be a community church near you.
Not really. It's still a bit conservative down here, where I'm at.
Where you're in Canada, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. But on the East Coast.
And well, it's funny because I see right around you is there's this little attraction where you're going to be giving little talks and talk about being a healer and a teacher. That sounds like a big certification process, but it's more like people start coming and chatting with you. It's like that. It sort of evolves.
I have done that.
Okay. Well, that's the route to take as far as I can figure is follow the route that comes to you. It's kind of a passive thing, but you'll be very busy.
Yeah, it's not so I'm presenting. I find certain people are attracted to me, and I'll tell them about this. And even my sister will say, wow, you know, you're a teacher, you don't even know it. Because, like, I'll be saying stuff, and I'll say, well, what? What did I say? And some people say, thank you so much. And I'm kind of sitting there going, what did I say?
But you know something, Joy, and this is for people at home as well, is if you said, I'm going to be a teacher, here I am teaching, you wouldn't do as well as if you'd be going, oh, that's nice, you know. You see what I mean? You're going to help a lot of people.
And I think a lot of people are like me too, because there's so much out there now, and you've got certain ones saying, you know, you've got to focus on what you want. You've got to have it right down to the details. And then you've got the other group saying, no, you know, spirit knows better. They know us better than we know ourselves. Sort of go with the flow. And so you're this person in the middle, and you're going like, whoa. And what started happening to me when I started getting it, I could feel it. So I think if people go inside, because I could really feel like, yeah, but that's not it.
Mm-hmm. So
we're
you're
kind
saying
of using our own discernment too.
So what you're doing is saying it's a combination of giving over and creating and knowing when to let each of those pieces go.
I think so.
I think that's right, because some of it is in our dharma. You know, it's like people are trying to manifest this, that, and the other. But it's often the subconscious that blows it out of the water because we're not knowing what else we're driving into the world, right?
And I think I started doing some stuff by Louise Hay as well that mm-hmm. was self-love and a lot of, because we're like, it. I find that's true. We're very good at giving, but we're mm-hmm. not so good at receiving.
No, that's true.
And if we're not there to receive, then it's the gifts can't come if you're not there to receive.
But this is something that goes back to what we were talking about at the beginning, which is that there is a flow, and to be in the flow,
yes,
you have to get out of the way, and that means that sometimes it'll flow through you and to you and away from you and to you and away
yeah.
from you, and that is giving and receiving, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're going to do really well, and you're going to phone us and let us know, and your name is going to be so appropriate.
I hope so soon. And I think
so.
It would be. Yeah,
keep,
I think
keep
it,
surrendering,
that would be nice.
Honey. Keep surrendering, and thank you for your call. I'm so pleased you called in.
Yeah, and I'll keep listening to you for giving out little hints on that, too.
Thank you. I love to hear from you. Take care of yourself, honey. Good work.
Blessings.
Blessings to you. Well, that was really interesting. There's a lot that we have to learn, and I want to go back to the thing about releasing, because I'm going to be doing some online classes, so check my website, veronicaentwistle.com, because you'll hear about them. I'm going to do some online classes, and we're going to talk about making room for the integration of the new feminine frequencies and so on, so that we can all pop up out of the patriarchy and be much more balanced, masculine and feminine, and how we really have to do a lot of releasing and letting go. And we could say, I already did that last year. I keep talking to people, go, I did that a few years ago. I'm going, I think it's an infinite process. And as Joy was talking about how she's learning to get out of her own way or get her controls dropped and all that, it's part of the same deal, isn't it? Where you want to consistently all the time let go. Or as Bhagwan was saying, you have to be effortless about your effort, which sounds like an old Zen koan, really, but it's so, isn't it? When you can find the push in you to do it a certain way, you want to release that, because when you do, the stuff that comes up will show you where you've got a defiance, a defense, an old anger, whatever, that needs to move on through, and it moves on through, trust me. Some things move on through after about 2 or 3 days. Some things move in a heartbeat. But the more you move things through, the more available you are to receive, because there's an awful lot of receiving that wants to happen these days, isn't there? So I hope that you'll pay attention to my website and tune in to my online classes that we're going to do. The second one is going to be more about the kind of salon that I'm doing around different places these days, which is really kind of a fun evening of becoming authentic, becoming true to who you are. And it also requires a whole lot of clearing and knowing how to find out what to clear. And we're going to do a lot of energy work. One of the things Peter talked about is always check that you're coming from the high heart. And I asked him how, and he said you take your hand, the flat of your hand, and you put it up on your clavicle, just above your heart area, just above and just below the top of your clavicle, and just put it there and see if your energy is coming out through that center. And that's a wonderful little way to check that you're coming at life from the higher heart, or from that innate love and wisdom that we all have. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you so much for listening to Radiance by Design and for joining me as we all radiate by design. Remember, clear anything out of the way, clear what's in the way, whether it's in your body, in your mind, in your heart, around your neighborhood, whatever. Just clear, 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 because there's a lot trying to come to you and through you as we're blessed. So much love to all of you. Many blessings and good night.